But you're a very deep person and love to talk.
Exactly. And I just got a little high, so it'll be perfect.
Word. I'm going to bring this a little closer to you.
Oh, because I keep moving?
Yeah.
Oh, word.
Yeah. Somewhere in this range.
Hello.
There we go.
Okay.
All right, y'all. What's up, everybody? This is... Oh, damn it. I always fuck that up. But I'll fix the clip. But... This is the Mother Ruckin' Jordan Show. And I'm your host, Jordan Rucker, and today I am sitting with the great, awesome, beautiful, literally open, spirited, energy. I actually do not know your last name.
Are you kidding me?
I was going to say your full name, but I don't know your last name. What's
you
the
want me to say the full name?
Yeah.
It's not that deep. It's Carolina Elizabeth Bergen.
Bergen, there we go.
Yeah,
Carolina.
Some people say Bergen, but it's Bergen.
Elizabeth Bergen. We got Carolina Elizabeth Bergen in the crib. She's sitting with me on the This is the Mother Ruckin' Jordan Show. You like that? That's lit.
That's funny. Are you gonna keep pressing the button?
Nah, you know what I'm saying. That's the one in two times that I do it. But how we doing?
We're good.
How's the day? How was your week?
I had a casting today. Tried to go into Williamsburg to go shopping, but nothing was fucking open.
Nothing?
No. Everything opens at 12, and I was there at like 11, and I was like, what's a girl supposed to do on a random Thursday before noon? And apparently nothing. Just walk around and listen to podcasts, which is what I did. And now I'm doing a podcast, so.
Did you think your day would be like this?
No. I thought I was going to have like, I don't even know what
What did you think the day was going
to
be?
I thought I was going to get a workout in, but I really didn't. I didn't get one in at all. I just, like, my friend FaceTimed me, and I don't remember why she did. But then we just played Minecraft for, like, an hour, and so that meant I didn't work out.
Is you and your friend just building shit?
No, so, like, when we were in middle school, we would go to her house, play on our dining room table for literally, like, 4 hours straight, the Minecraft survival games, which is like these guys made a Hunger Games field, and 24 players would go into a server and then just like fight to the death.
What?
And it was the most fun thing ever, and it like kept track of like if you ever won the games, and everything. And because she was an only child, love her to death, she couldn't lose. And if she did, she would be mad at me. Yeah. So, like, anytime we played games, you know, I always had to, you know, not get the power up in Mario or, like, just kill myself. If it was just us two left, like, in those Hunger Games, I would just be like, okay, kill me. And she's like, yay! She never let me win. And it was so funny. So her score was so much better than mine, even though I literally could have won, like, every time it was just us two.
Okay.
Yeah, but
and then so now you're now.
Oh, we were in the hunt to find those games, but turns out the servers are over. So we were trying to navigate this other thing. So we decided to play a prison server where we just mine and make money and barter.
Hey, it sounds lit though. I ain't gonna lie. I used to do that shit when I was like, I wish I could.
You were like 14.
You know 10? What's so crazy? Like computer 10. Games was cool. It still is. I kind of want to still get into it, but
they're fun.
Like I'm like on Sims.
Oh, I'm on SimCity Build It on the iPad.
What is that? When you like build the whole fucking city?
Yeah, I'm on level 57.
If you say I'm crazy ass number,
57.
Is that bad or is that like good?
That's really good.
That's really fucking good.
Yeah, it's
God damn,
good.
See.
This has been like 4 years in the making of my cities.
Yeah.
Like, I've almost completed the entire map of the original city. I have, like, 4 more squares to unlock.
Wait, you just fucking... Wait.
You get, like, fire departments, police departments, health departments. You have to, like,
that sounds like
a
good game to sit on the subway. It's like, just like...
And it makes you think. A lot of cities were not built correct.
Fuck no.
This city is built correct. Go fucking New York City. Go to anywhere else. Dumb. Stupid. Yeah.
What is your thought on the new thing that just came out about New York City being the most expensive place to ever fucking live? Did you see that?
No, I thought it was San Francisco. Oh, no. I learned that it's not San Francisco anymore because all the techie bros moved out during the pandemic because they didn't need to be there. So now it's not the richest place. It doesn't not shock me because I have no money.
I know.
Well,
I know,
when I don't say either. That, I mean, go... I have like a lot of money, but I'm not going to use said money. So I have no money because of my own circumstances of me not using it.
Yeah, and I think like, and now New York is like, but it just became labeled that New York City is the most expensive place to live.
So maybe they'll read that and decide to stop being rude.
Facts.
And I heard they're actually going to raise the MTA price. I'm not sure if they actually are. Yeah, right? Because I always do the 33 a week.
Yeah.
You know?
The weekly pass.
And it would just be rude if I had to pay anything more than that. If I have to pay more than $35, I'm going to write a really strongly worded letter. Not be aggressive in it. Just be like, hey.
Yeah.
Just look out for your local starving artist model girl and just help a girl out, you know?
I think fucking real shit.
Or you just hop it because, like, at that point, on principle, you should not be paying that much.
You
so
should not
you
at all.
You could just, like, hop it, but make sure there's not police around, you know?
And these are the what do you, well, oh, fuck,
wise
I messed
words
up.
Of Caroline
the Bryan. Wise words.
Yeah.
I think Subway should be free. Honest truth. I mean, at this point where everybody's making, I just spent $9 on this fucking coffee.
Okay, but that's on you. Like, what did you put in it?
It's a vanilla latte.
Yeah, that's fucking why. I get a black coffee and it's $3.
The drip coffee? I just found out it's called drip coffee. And I think that's fucking new.
No, there's like many different varieties of how coffee can be made.
Yeah.
I know like all of them. I love coffee.
Oh, God. All right, let's get into this bad boy real fast. Everybody, this is Carolina.
You want me to say my last name again?
No, don't do it. Okay. But
it doesn't matter.
You
don't,
are
don't
a beautiful model in these streets doing some dope-ass photo shoots. You're killing it.
Thank you.
And let's start from the beginning. When did you start this?
I started this in the summer of 2018.
Okay.
I was home from college for the summer. My parents were living in LA at the time, and I needed some money because I was going to be living on my own. I needed to buy groceries. I needed to buy weed. I needed the essentials, just those two things.
Yeah.
And so I was like, fuck, I guess I have to apply. Can I cuss? I've done it like a few times.
I'll tell you right now, you can say fuck shit, bullshit. Everything you want. See? Cuss? Okay. Try to cuss again.
Fuck. Fuck you.
I'm joking with you. Nah, this is an explicit, all open, no one cares.
Okay,
we all cuss. But
word.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. So I was like applying to jobs in. Can I play? I'm going to play with this.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I was applying to jobs around the area we were living in Whittier.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Goodwill, Target, all the fun places where you can just look at stuff. But nobody was responding to me. And then my mom just, like, gave me a look and was like, why don't you try modeling, Lina? And I was like...
Oh, so mom came up with the idea.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's I will 100% credit my entire career off of my mother. Yes.
Shout out to mom.
And she was like, why don't you try it? And I was like, girl, I've been through this. I don't really want to. I don't want to put the effort into being discovered or scouted. I literally don't care.
Yeah.
And she's like, what if I told you I found somebody who already wanted to sign you? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, how? What?
Yeah.
So she was like, well, this, like, a few people have DM'd that account I made you. And I was like, oh, my God, the one from high school where I blocked because it was weird.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, that one. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, okay, is any of these people asking for money? And she was like, no. Well, actually, two of them are. I was like, okay, so those ones are fake.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, that's what I thought, but I didn't really know. But this guy's not. He just wants to, like, FaceTime you and then set up meetings for you in LA to meet, like, agencies. And I was like, no weed. I can make a few bucks modeling. People told me I was cute. Why not? So I was like, fine, like, whatever. Let's go. And... I called him. He seemed legit. And I was like, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And then the next day, I got an email from, or that evening, I got an email from him. And it was like, hey, I have 3 meetings for you to meet 8 different agencies in LA.
Oh, wow.
The next day, I'll have 2 more for you to meet. Like, let's go.
And
I was like, okay. So then I like met with three agencies. Two of them liked me. Other one gave me like weird vibes. I can't even remember the name. Next day, I don't.
So how do you choose really that?
Well, so only two of them offered me. I think one or two offered me contracts in LA. So I liked Vision. So I went with Vision. I'm still with them today. They're great. Shout out Magneta.
Hey.
Rhiannon.
Oh God.
She's
like,
I'm so lucky.
Nah, but so.
Oh yeah. So then I signed with Vision. I did a bunch of test shoots over the summer. And then right before August, I was going to Buffalo to get my wisdom teeth taken out in Buffalo. Because I only go to the same dentist in Buffalo, New York, because my mom used to work there. I mean, I have dental insurance, so we just pay in cash. I mean, like dirt cheap. So,
Also drug shit.
Yeah, we love him.
Drug dealer shit.
We love.
Cash to your dentist.
Always.
On the low.
Yes. And so I was like told, I was like, hey, mother agent, do you want to like, should I like go to New York? And he was like, sure, why not? And I was like, he's like, are you ready? And I was like, what does that mean? And he was like, just are you ready? And I was like, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
So I like go. He schedules 8 meetings, like interviews or whatever, and a casting with like a casting director who ended up casting me in a Dior show that season that I got, whatever. And every agency that I met with offered me a contract. I told them this story about my mom catfishing me on Instagram and getting me discovered.
That is hilarious.
And then I signed with Society because they took me out to dinner. They wine and dined me.
Yeah. Is that a normal thing to do, or is that like frowned upon?
Really, no, if they really want
wine and dine.
No. Like, they want to show you that they care about you and they want to really work with you and like really...
And mom is with you this whole process. No. You doing this by yourself?
Yeah.
So mom just catfished you out there and said, swim, little homie.
Yeah, she's like, because when I was sleeping on somebody's, my mom's best friend from childhood's daughter, who just moved to New York City's couch.
Okay.
So I sleep there for free. I was like,
yeah.
And then I got my wisdom teeth taken out and then flew to New York a week later.
Wait, are you from California? It's just the family lives...
Only for 2 years.
Okay, gotcha. Okay,
they lived there for 2 years. Zach just lives there because he went there on vacation. And
gotcha. And then that's how you got your move to New York City.
I guess.
In a way.
I mean...
Did you always want to come here?
Yeah, since I was little.
Okay.
Yeah, and now I'm going to stay because I can't drive.
Oh, yeah. Fun fact. C can't fucking drive. Which is nothing wrong with that, man. Like I just don't want to.
I just never see myself as a driver, you know? I see myself in the passenger seat, choosing the music, picking out the snacks, never having to do the gas. My Nana never actually did gas in her life because my papa did it for her entire life.
What is that, chivalry?
Yeah, rest in peace, Papa, actually.
Hey, rest in peace to Papa, man.
It was recently, but
yeah, it's all good.
It's good. I don't know who's gonna do her gas anymore. She actually does go inside the gas station and ask somebody to do it for her.
I'm telling you right now, if you ever in a car with me, I will make you go do the gas.
I don't know how.
And I'll tell you right now, I want to watch it.
I don't know how.
Well, I'll teach you how to do it.
And then I'll waste the gas and spend your money.
That'd
because
be crazy.
I don't know
if you walked up to the damn car and just like sprayed it all over the damn car, I'd be like, fuck no. This is a terrible idea.
I don't want to do that.
No. But do you this is all sidebar, but do you have like a general idea how to drive?
Yeah. I was learning in a cemetery.
What?
No, but everyone's dead in there. You can't kill nobody but yourselves.
Yo, you're comedy. You're comedy.
Me and my dad, it was...
You learned how to drive in the cemetery?
Yeah, the year I was getting scouted, which is... So I'm blaming modeling on the fact that I can't drive because I 100% would have been able to had I not been discovered.
No, okay.
My dad would have taught me. I would have gone to Virginia, taken my driver's test, been in college and depressed and in debt. And now I'm not in debt.
Wait, so was Virginia the place you wanted to go to school?
No, I just had in-state tuition. Like, I hate Virginia.
I'm not a big fan of Virginia either. Love it. Sorry, y'all. All right, so you get two places, right? And you do all that. Now, how hard is the competition in the industry in New York. Is that what you learned in New York City? Is that what he meant by, like, are you ready?
Yeah, I guess that's what he meant. But to be completely honest, I went to New York, met only a few casting agents because my agency was being super selective and had, like, an exclusive as my first ever job for Calvin Klein. So, like, I'm, like, did Chloe and then Dior and then booked Chloe campaign with Steven Meisel. So my career just took off. But it's the keeping that consistent, keeping your level of modeling consistent. Like at the moment I'm not the same level that I was when I was first modeling. I was doing all those like good shows, good campaigns.
But why is that? Is that like...
Because they're really into like new models and then like the select 10 girls they really like to use for every other show, which is like completely fine. And yeah.
But is it fine?
Is it fine? It's not my choice.
Yeah, it's not yet.
The only thing I could do is like make my Instagram or anything that I do in that sphere better to make myself seem like a cool, fun girl. But like I really just don't.
Do Instagram help a lot with your work? Like getting jobs outside of like what your agency could do?
Yeah, because sometimes people like clients before they ask agencies or like casting directors if like which models they are thinking, they'll like look at people there were like, oh, this person was in a magazine that came out with this photographer. I'll go look at her profile. Yada, yada, yada. So,
it's a cold world.
Yeah, but like...
It's so wild for that.
But I also do really well editorially, which is what the...
Go ahead
which is like what's been consistent for my career.
Yeah.
But the money hasn't been consistent. And like the paid advertisements for like the big companies that I used to work for... I mean, these other models. You don't need the same face for 3 years in a row. That's fine.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I won't work them in the future, which would be super sick if I did, but...
Now, do you see the same people at these things? I wonder if it's, like, the same thing. Like, I'm an actor, when I go to these, like, casting calls, like the same fucking black dudes fucking reading for the same shit.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
But they usually, like, if they want to see like 5 models to choose one for a shoot next week, they're already gonna have like a general idea of like what that model's gonna look like. So they'll probably have like 5 different call time or casting times.
Yeah.
And those ones are like direct requests or something. Like, what's the other name? I've been in this for 4 years.
You've been in this for 4 years.
Yeah,
see?
It's embarrassing.
No, you're
good. Wait, 2018. But it was the end of 2018, so like September, so 19, 20,
I love 21, it. This is 22. Literally how I do it to count years.
We're not in 23 yet.
Well, we're about to be in like 3 goddamn weeks.
Yeah, but then by September, it would be 5.
Okay, gotcha.
So like it's 4.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, what was I talking about? Yeah, I got you. What's the fun part about the modeling thing?
What's the
fun part?
Like, you just get to meet, like, so many new people and learn a lot of new things and skills, and you get more confident, and you get to travel a bunch. I've been to so many fucking countries.
Yeah, dude, since I met you... It's been ridiculous.
I feel like
how you you're gone every goddamn other day.
I feel like I'm not, though. I feel like I'm not doing that. But I see what you mean. I have been going places, but...
No, your ass is fucking gone. Don't justify the damn thing.
No, 2019, I was booked and busy. 2020, before the pandemic, I was booked and busy. I wanted to die. I was like, please, I just want some break in the universe because I need a break and then the pandemic hit. So I'm going to blame myself. Man.
So how was... All right, so you move in, you're doing your shit, pandemic hits. How does that affect the work?
Well, everything closed.
Yeah.
And... I was, like, one, too skinny to begin with, so I just, like, gained weight, which was good, because I got my period back. Woo!
Oh, God, girl,
and then
shit.
I, like, yeah, I was, like...
Women shit.
No, it's, like, good. It's healthy. If you don't have your period, it's, like, you're in an unhealthy body.
All right, so I hang out with women, and I love hanging out with women, and I just found out about this skinny thing
where you lose your period.
You lose your period, yeah. And then you, like, gain 5 pounds, and then you're on your period. I didn't want to go too crazy.
Oh, yeah, no,
that.
Like, literally.
I was going to go crazy on
it. No, but that's, like, essentially it. I gained, like, I don't know, 10, 15, which I didn't need to. Then I got, like, fit again. My mental health got better.
Yeah.
Went through... Yeah, it was ups and... I'm doing a lot of hand like movements right now, if you can't see, which I don't think you can.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's better mentally for me, but not better for my career, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, now, I feel like... All right, so I'll ask you this. So, let's ask, like, now let's get deep. Do you think... So let's say, like, me, I do comedy also.
Mm.
I feel like comedy got hard after the pandemic because so many people decided that they wanted to be funny. So you have all these videos, and everybody's making these videos, and everything made funny. Now, does that translate into the modeling thing?
Yeah.
Because of the pandemic, now everybody wanted to take pictures, and everybody wanted to do all this. Now, how that...
A lot of it is...
In your
the
opinion.
Fact that it's cheaper to hire influencers and people in that sphere to do, like, self-advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
So, because instead of having, like, all of the production, paying all the crew, renting the space, flying out the models, the hotels, the food, paying the models, paying everyone.
Yeah.
It can be, like, so much money. But if you spend maybe, like, $20,000 on one person to do a free advertisement and she has, like...
Her
five
own equipment,
million.
Yeah.
Like, they'll probably make the same money or more off of that than, like, making a more budgeted and, like, thought-out campaign.
Now, that shit kind
of
sucks.
Or they'll hire, like, a lot of celebrities in campaigns. Or, like, I don't know. It's just, like, I feel like less models are doing things that models should be doing. And they're just, like, hiring...
No,
like, random influencers for shit. And I'm, like...
I know, I think it fucking sucks. Because
and, like, our rates are now, like, a lot of rates are lower. Like, I'm not getting paid the same shit that I would used to for, like, doing the same exact thing that I did, like, 2 years ago. It's, like, $2,000 or $3,000 less. And I'm, like, that hurts, though.
No, but I think that shit kind of sucks because now you start seeing, like, the...
There's more.
Yeah, no, go tell me. Tell me that shit.
Also, if they, like, find a girl they like, they'll just continue to use her because COVID restrictions. They're like, okay, we're solid with her. If we hire a new person, what if the pictures don't work, so we have to reshoot?
Yeah.
And, like,
that's hard.
What if that model is COVID? Then we have to hire. Like, it's just, like, so many things that if they know somebody's consistent, they'll just, like, continue to book that same person.
Yeah.
Which, like, respect. It's fine. It's easy.
Yeah.
Cool. But I don't know. Try not to be, like, annoyed that I'm not... booking or working more, like, paid jobs because I know that in the future a shift will be made and boom, I'll be busy again.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I'm just focusing on myself and my art and my
hobbies.
I feel
that shift, though.
Yeah, I do as well. I'm, like, kind of excited for what the new year will bring me with the new change. So...
And you're a deep person. What are you feeling? What are you, like, what's the energy to
I'm
you
just,
for coming
out? I just
out?
Want, like, I'm switching agencies in the new year, which I don't think is,
can you announce that? No, is that breaking news?
I don't think so.
Wait, I actually have it.
Okay. I mean, it's not my choice. I mean, actually, I wanted to, like, a year ago, but I just never got around to it, and now it's been forced upon me.
Yeah.
Which is a good shift, like... It's good.
How are you going to go about that?
Well, I'm going to meet up with new agencies and hopefully
and that's
agents
good,
there
right?
will be excited to work with me and want me to sign with them.
Because you have a better portfolio now. Like, you have...
Yeah, like, my book's fucking shit. Amazing. Like, I know it is.
We get it. She's amazing. I'm fucking with you. You are a fucking amazing person, though.
Thank you.
You are.
Thanks.
In and out, like... I think your Instagram don't
Shout out
really
mom and dad.
Love your Instagram. Instagram's popping, but your Bella Instagram Burger. Doesn't. Instagram doesn't really reflect on. And I get it; it's your job to have what your Instagram is. But
just, like,
there's so much more to you than that page. And it's like
the Carolina Bergen one, you mean?
No, I'm talking, yeah, like your written, your,
oh,
like,
yeah, the real one. That's just like stupid. That's just, yeah, like, ooh. My real one's the private one.
The private one is literally fucking lit. And I'm sure everybody has a private one. I'm sure.
No, everyone has a private.
And like, I think that's so, I think I'm sending great energy for you for this new year.
I'm sending it back.
Yo, facts, yo. I've been on some shit too, so hopefully, wait, fingers crossed. What's up? Don't be scared.
No, I was trying to imitate it because I wasn't sure if I was supposed to say it. Are you still doing that, like, play?
Oh, God. Ain't nothing really wrong with that. I could talk about it. I think I've talked about it to the people. I'm not doing it no more.
Because it got extended again?
Let me tell you some crazy shit. And I don't know if you could probably relate into it. For everybody, if I didn't say this, I'm going to say it right now. So I was in a show called, I'm not even going to say the fucking name, but I was going to be in this play, new writing, and I was going to fucking do it. And then something came up. So I've been rehearsing for it. And this is like the fucking fuck part about my industry is it comes with, and then maybe you could relate. So we had, I don't know how couples do on shoots, but let's say if I have the couple that was doing something in the play, had a couple, they didn't know each other, and they ended up, like, you know, they were married in the show, they ended up like liking each other, they fucking went on dates and shit, then we all know how that shit works out. They ended up breaking up, they got into this, they're trying to keep it professional, and then one night, on the play, they ended up like breaking up, but I think they went on for like a month. I know the guy was trying. I don't know too much about the girl side, but I know that they were fucking trying to keep it professional. And then I guess one night they just fucking didn't. They went crazy as fuck, and then they had a huge fight to the point where three people basically dropped out. And you can't do a show without three fucking people, so I wasted my whole fucking year doing this shit, and we're not doing it.
Damn.
Yeah, so I'm not doing it. So I was like, but I want to know, like, just sidebar, you know, we're jumping shit, but do shit like that happen in your industry when it comes to, like, you ever, like, fell in love with a guy?
That I worked with?
Yeah. You ever, like, touch a dude's face so tender and was like,
I dated,
wow,
somebody I worked with, but he was another model, not like a photographer.
But I'm saying, like, model wise.
Oh, yeah. But it was, I dated him for 7 months.
Oh.
Damn. I mean.
But did y'all do shoots together?
We did one shoot together, that's where we met.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
But it's not, do you find yourself doing shoots with a guy the same?
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah, I've done shoots with other guys.
Now, can it be problematic if you guys did like each other?
No, because you probably wouldn't get booked again. It'd be the first time you're meeting.
Okay, so this type of shit don't. Well, y'all don't work too long together, like,
yeah,
how
it's like
we
one
do.
Shoot.
We do like fucking rehearsals, and then people fall in love. It's actors are wild.
If anything, it's like a 3-day shoot, so you get there, do fittings, so you're there for like 4 nights, and then you just have like a fun.
You can,
like,
be
weekend.
Love at first sight, and you can break
you
up the second
week,
day.
Yeah, week a little weak relationship. Why not?
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I had a crush on a guy that I worked with once, but he was too much energy. I later found out. It was like a puppy dog. I'm like, damn. Tried to be his friend. I was like, you are too much.
Is dating in this industry hard?
Man, I don't really, like, date a lot, to be honest.
Yo, I'm finna fight you. But why is that, though? Like, is it because
I just, like,
you're just,
don't,
so
we're busy a lot.
Yeah.
And then, one, I don't really, like, I really like myself. That's why I'm not dating anymore.
Look at you. God damn it.
To be honest.
Hey,
like,
applaud to loving yourself. God damn it.
Like, I just like myself.
Yeah.
And they just, people bring drama. I don't know. I'm more of the person who, I've tried dating apps. They just fucking, like, they're stupid.
Fuck dating,
like,
apps.
I don't like them. I'm just the kind of person who makes friends and then, like, likes their friends.
Yo,
you know, hey, like everyone else.
Hey, I think, you know what's so crazy? I think a lot of people are like that, but just no one talks about it. So.
Yeah. It's fine.
Love your fucking energy.
Yeah. If you don't love your friends, then what are you doing? You have fake friends.
Facts.
But watch yourself.
I love my friends. I do. I actually do.
Yeah, all of my friends. They're great.
I think my thing is I hang out with too many handsome-ass people. And I'm gonna break off.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break off all these. I need more ugly people in my life.
But like who?
You see, we got this big old window. I'm gonna start finding people outside here, and then I'm gonna just grab them and be like, "Be my homie, be my friend." I got way too many handsome friends, but
I used to do that a lot. Sometimes they get weird.
What? Just grabbing people from the street?
Like a friend for a day. Yeah, you just like talk with them for like a couple
hours.
You
say I want a friend for a day.
Yeah, you get a friend for a day. Somebody comes up to you just to ask you something. You say something back. They keep on talking to you, and you're like, well, I got a friend for the day because now they just want to continue talking. So you're like, do you want to sit with me? And they're like, yeah, sure. And then you just end up talking about random shit for like 2 hours until you're like, oh, I got to go to do my laundry. Or, fuck my plants. Forgot to water them.
You ever lie about what you're doing with a guy? Like, you ever, like, lie to get out of something?
If I was a guy?
Yeah, like if you were supposed to meet up with a guy, you ever lied about doing something so you didn't meet up with that guy?
No, I do white lies.
What is that?
Like they're half true.
White lies is half true?
No, it's also fake. White lies are what parents tell their kids.
So yeah, it's like...
So not to worry. But they're not like... It's like, yeah, I just tell half truths.
So give me an example. Like,
I was supposed to go on a date with this guy. But for some reason, I got the ick. On the first date, near the end of it, so I was like, ooh. But I agreed, because I was like, maybe not. But then I was like, I really don't want to. And my nose was like a little stuffy. And I was like, I came down with the biggest fucking nose. So, and he was like, do you want me to like bring you soup? Because we lived like literally five or six minutes.
Go bring fucking soup.
And I was like, no, I'm like so good. You don't need to bring me shit. Like literally not one thing. And he was like.
Smoking a split. Just chilling. You're just like.
Yeah, probably.
No.
Yeah, but then I kept running to him on the subway. And then I kept running to him on my street.
What?
It was like, oh, hey. So then I was like, you should ask me out again. I don't know why I fucking said that. I think I felt guilty.
You should ask me out again?
Or like, oh, yeah, she texts me. I'll respond. That's what I said. So I had to because I said that. Oh, and then he was like, do you want to go, like, get drinks? And I was like, can we just go to the park, like, tomorrow for, like, an hour?
What's the perfect date for you?
Like.
What's the perfect date?
Is this.
Like. What are you?
Is this an established partner date, or is this like a first date?
You make this shit so deep sometimes. I'm fucking with you. Let's say established. Well,
you have to figure out the scenario. There's so many different perfects.
Let's say. What do you mean by established? Like, you know the person?
Like, you've either been... Like, yeah, you know the person.
You know the person.
You've, like, seen, like, if it's a new person, you've seen them or been on, like, at least 5 or 6 dates.
All right. I was going to think, like, 3 or 4. 3 or 4
oh,
dates
okay.
you've
yeah,
been
you,
on.
Yeah, okay.
You kind of know the person, but what's a perfect date?
Do my parents follow you on Instagram?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Do they?
No, I don't think so. Well, like,
well, what? I'm finna look now.
Do they do drugs is the question.
Do they do drugs?
I don't think I'd be on a fourth date if they didn't do them, to be honest with you.
Word. Do you, all right. So, yeah, they do it.
So.
They do it.
It's okay.
So
it's like.
Now, what the hell you about to say?
I feel like I'm about to do that fucking Miss Congeniality thing where she's like, it's April 15th because, like, that's literally it, though. Like, it depends. If it's good temperature, the sun's not setting, like, super early, like, at 4:30. It's fucking dumb. Because I want to, like, stroll at the park. Or then, like, wait, fuck, what do I want?
Wait, did you just fucking... Did you just set the setting for me?
No, no, no. Yeah,
did you say sunset 4:30?
No, I don't want the sunset at 4:30.
Oh, I was like...
That's dumb.
It's 4:30. On the clock. Sunset's coming down.
I don't want to choose shit. Choose shit.
Okay, gotcha.
I do not want to plan anything.
Yeah.
I just want to be brought places.
Okay.
So it'd be so cool to, like, start off... Grab a quick drinkity drink at like 5:30, like a 5:30
o'clock
drink.
Are we doing something fancy? Or are we somewhere laid back? Are we at like a straight divey?
No, it's like a cocktail, and then you go to this cool art gallery. that is like an opening or something fun, you know?
Okay.
And then you like go there and make fun of art, but also look at art because you like art. Okay. And then you're like, ha ha ha. And then you we go to a barcade.
We go to a barcade.
And then we just play barcade games. Like, amazing. And you continue to drink with alcohol. And you just play with video games. And then, like, after you just go home and make out a little bit, maybe do some more, you know? Like, so fun.
You're hilarious. You know,
have you ever done that?
You know, you sound
it's
like
fun.
You like
who?
Inside jokes.
I love inside jokes.
You sound like you'd be a perfect date for,
Wait. Oh, shit. Yeah, so that's, like, a really fun date.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I don't think I could.
But I do honestly love to just get drinks and talk because I can just talk, you know? I love go to the movies. I love basic date things. I find everything fun.
Yeah.
We can sit at the park and read books, and I would be satisfied.
You would, like, sit down with somebody and both of y'all just read books?
I would prefer that.
I love you. Just, like, love the shit out of you. All right, we get a little sidetracked, so let's get back to your world real fast. Mm. So.
Oh, okay.
You. There's. I don't have any more water.
Last drip.
We could, let me see, because you do Runaway too, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Now, is that a whole different type of thing also?
Yeah, it's become less important than it used to be, but they're still really fun to do. But now, like you would, before you would, like, need to have been in that Runaway show to do the campaign for that season. And now it's not
at all.
Oh, word?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, that's not at all how it is anymore. You can just, like, do a campaign for a high fashion brand. Or only walk or do Runaway, and that's what you make money that way. You're like, it's very strange. I only did I did two shows in September. I didn't like that seating positions.
All right, so back to like what I was about to say earlier because I just remembered. Like, I think it's kind of weird that like this. I'm so sorry about this damn sound in the back, but shout out to the spot. They have, like, an event going on, I'm sure. But fun, so if you do hear that in the background, it's because I'm at this new location, P&T Knitwear, where they let me do my podcast for free, which is pretty cool. So shout out to them. But I was thinking, like, it's kind of fucked up. It's kind of weird, like, how now social media is, like, just, like, makes you change. What am I trying to say? Like, at one point, it was, like, You do this, and this person does this.
Well,
now they want people that do all this.
Yeah, like, we don't need to be working that hard to be living
a
life.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
No, I get what you're saying. But, like, now you have, like, models that's trying to do, like, those sounds on Instagram, make things funny. You know what I mean? Like, now everybody's like, I model, I do videos, I vlog, I do.
Oh, maybe that's, you know, they're probably just bored.
But I'm saying, like, but those are the people who are getting, those are the influencers getting work now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just like, it kind of fucks up for the people who wants to just like, yeah, man, just take pictures of me and
it
let me
means
chill.
They gotta work more, like, work harder because, like, clients wanna work with them because a lot of people know them.
Yeah.
They probably value their opinion on, like, videos.
Yeah.
So if they see them in an ad, they'll probably think, like, oh, they've looked into this brand. It's a great brand. She looks great in those clothes. I want to work with that person. Fun. But we get told that we have jobs like a day before. So I don't think they looked into
how stressful is that?
Not stressful.
Is mad stressful?
No.
Stressful? Oh, no. Oh, got you.
I'm a Gemini. Nothing stresses me.
Ew.
Live last. I'm grounded. I don't know. My brain's like, I'll be scattered. And I like routine, but I also don't like too much routine, and this is the perfect amount of, like, I'm more stressed in my life sometimes.
You need more stress?
Yeah, sometimes I've been, like, stress-free for, like, 3 weeks, and then I, like, have a whole day planned, and then I get told at 6 o'clock I have a job, and I'm like, fuck, I have to cancel everything. And then, like, I get a little stressed, call people, and it, like, makes me feel alive.
And then that's when you disappear.
Oh, when I have work?
Yeah.
I guess I just forget, yeah.
You just fucking forget your friends.
No, I'm just, I'm fucking busy. With you.
I'm busy. I'm fucking with you.
I saw at least one person.
Do you have anything coming up?
I did some castings for things that are coming up in, like, the next couple of weeks, but I won't know.
Does it take a long time to find out if you got the job or not?
I don't know. Depends when the job is, I guess. Because sometimes you... I don't know. I told my agent not to tell me when I have options because I don't like seeing them and them not getting confirmed. So I don't like seeing them until they're confirmed, which, you know,
didn't you just say you need more stress in your life?
Yeah, which is why I don't want to... Because that's different stress.
That's a different stress.
That's a different stress that I do not want.
Okay.
That'll create pimples on my forehead.
We don't want
self-doubt.
We don't want that.
Horrible shit. My brain would be like, ugh, they hated me. And then I'll like wait until that comes out and like see the model they chose. And I'm like, yeah, bitch again. Fuck you.
That bitch again.
She's so pretty. Fuck her. Because it's always the same bitch. And I'm like, ugh, you're so cool. Damn it. So it's like, fine. Because I'm happy for her. But yeah, I don't like knowing my options. Because then it creates resentment.
Yeah, no, I get you. No. I like the...
It's like a mean applaud.
Get one of those...
Good game.
Good game. Slap on the ass. So getting deeper with you is I do like the way you think when it comes to your mental health and how do you keep yourself calm.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how do you do that?
It's been a lot of training.
On, like, just, like, experiences and stuff?
Yeah, well, yeah. Like... I didn't realize until I was in college that I was depressed for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Like, I just thought that everybody felt nothing.
Yeah.
Like, literally nothing. I didn't feel sadness or happiness. I just felt nothingness.
You thought everybody felt like that?
Yeah, so I didn't question it.
Okay, got you.
And then my friends were like, that's not normal. And then I got super sick, so I needed to take, like, pills to, like, make my energy levels better so that I could get, like, physically better. Because, like, if your serotonin's high... Your body's, like, healthy. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not depressed, your body's, like, healthy because you want to move and eat good and, like, do good shit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But, like, if your body can't produce any of that, you're just going to continue to, like, sink deeper and deeper and deeper. Mm. But, I mean, I'm not on medication anymore.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny when I stopped taking it. My dad was like, you're on antidepressants? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, why? You're home now. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You're right. So then I stopped taking my pills.
Yeah, nah, I got you. And then it's just like... But how do you...
I wouldn't recommend doing that, but...
Yeah.
Because I probably still needed them, 100% still needed them, but yeah.
But how do you keep yourself calm now?
Oh, in the way? I just really have full faith that nothing bad is going to happen to me until it's time for something bad to happen to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Interesting,
like,
way you think of it.
Because if you think about, like, hard times in your life, and then look now, you got over that. Like, I just... Like, even if you're struggling now, just, like... Know that, like, things that you struggled with that you thought were easier than what you're currently dealing with, you got over those. Wait, what am I trying to say? Like, if you dealt with something bad, but you got over it, and now you're dealing with something else more, and it's, like, stressing you out, you got over the first thing. Things will work out for you. Like, everything's going to work out for you. Maybe not be as you originally thought it was going to, but it will work out in some type of way that will make you better.
Like, see, I think of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's how I look at it.
Yeah. So it's like, don't add negativity into things that you can't control, unless it is something that you can't control. And then it's up to you to, like, make that happen. But if you believe in what you're doing, then, like, persist and it's going to happen, hopefully.
Yeah. No,
but then in, like, calm and, like, stressful situations, like, do you mean in just life or, like, in, like, somebody just got hit by a car, what are you going to do kind of situation?
No, like life.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I think that's a good way to look at it. And, you know, some people have a hard time doing it.
Yeah. That looked like Jonah Hill.
Was that Jonah Hill that walked by? That'd be crazy.
Again?
Huh?
Is he skinny again?
He is skinny again. He's got a new movie coming out.
He, like, had slick back hair.
Yeah, slick back hair.
He was eating pizza.
Probably. He has a slick back hair. He got a new movie coming out.
He's wearing flare pants.
That might have been him. Should we...
He looked at me.
He looked at you?
And I looked at him. He looked at me.
That'd be crazy right now if that was Jonah Hill.
I mean, who's to say?
fuck it, in your head.
Oh, and if you're ever feeling bad, just take a fucking shower.
you think showers help out?
Yeah, if you're feeling disgusting, if you're feeling with negative self-talk, if you're feeling just confused.
Yeah.
Just take a cold shower.
A cold one.
20 seconds. Or take a hot shower, but then the last, like, 30 seconds, just, like, sit in coldness. And it, like, shocks your body. And then you kind of feel, like, clean afterwards. You feel, like...
Something about being
energetic, like even if you weren't energetic before, because the warm air like makes you sleepy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Take a shower. It makes you feel like 100% better most of the time.
Is that what you do?
Yeah. Whenever I realize, yeah. Or like if it's been 5 days and I realize I'm in like a depressive episode, I'm like.
Shower.
And put some shoes on and go for a walk. And then maybe like change my bed sheets. And clean my space.
Hey, because that's clean
space, clean brain, or severe issues.
Do you have like a day you clean?
No, it's usually just a feeling of clean.
Oh, okay.
Like I'll pick up like one thing. Oh, I figured it out. So I watched this TikTok and this person was like, if you have ADHD and you need to get shit done, put shoes on. I didn't even realize I did this, but if I put like shoes that had like a sturdy base, not like fun slippers on, I would just end up cleaning. And then I watched that video and I was like, holy shit. So now I know, like, if I need to get shit done, I just put on these rubber sandals that are, like, platformed like the shoes I'm wearing.
Yeah.
And they feel, like, sturdy. Or I wear those, like, Birkenstocks with the fur that I've been wearing outside. And I just, like, end up moving and, like, doing things and not knowing that I'm doing things. But then I'm doing, like, 20 things at once. So things are getting, like, half cleaned, like, 20% clean in increments until it's all done.
What is it? What is it? What did he say on the video? Like, hard shoes, what makes you...
It just makes you feel like you have to go do things. Like, go outside and do tasks and errands. Yeah.
I thought weed was the answer. I guess it's just fucking...
Both. Sometimes I'll roll myself a joint and I'll put it next to me and forget about it for, like, hours. And then I'll look at it and be like, I could have been high 3 hours ago.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. All the time. Because then I'm like high when I roll it, because I was like, I'm going to be really high. But then I'll just, like, live out that high.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh, well, now it's actually time to go toby-toed.
Now, do you see yourself staying in New York?
Yeah. I don't see myself anywhere else.
No.
Maybe Europe, but I don't want to be there.
Oh, about Europe. Now, what about the modeling industry in Europe? Isn't that like
I would do really well there. Yeah, I've been trying to go on stay, but I just really like my plants, and like, who's gonna water them? I'm already trying to find somebody to water my plants in New York.
You said your plants?
Yeah.
You thinking about plants?
I have 50. They're my children.
You have 50 plants?
They're my children. People have pets. I have plants.
I'm getting into plants.
Okay, I'll make that my white elephant thing. It's a plant, so you better make sure you're last so you can
I'm not supposed to know what your gift is.
No, it's a white elephant. Everyone opens a present.
Yeah, but nobody's supposed to know.
How am I going to wrap a plant?
I swear, if you should wrap the plant. It'd be more jokes if you wrap the plant.
Or I'll get a huge fucking box.
People will think it's like a huge ass hookah bong.
Who in our group smokes hookah?
That's why I think it'd be mad hilarious.
One time, as a white elephant present, I got a bong that I bought somebody because I broke their bong. And they were giving the bong away because they got a new bong. And so I got gifted something I bought. And then I broke it, like, literally 4 days later trying to clean it. No, it was 4 months later because it was clean. Thankfully, he cleaned it before. But I did break this man's bong 3 times trying to clean it. So
Why the hell are you breaking bongs?
I had a bong ban for like a year. Now I bought a really expensive one that's like indestructible.
Like indestructible? How? Like you just toss it onto the fucking wall and it
won't
break?
I'm not going to, but I watched videos of people doing that or dropping it down the stairs and it doesn't break.
Now you have to test it out.
No, unless you're going to buy me a new one.
I'm not going to do it. You do it.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. It's indestructible.
I literally cried 2 weeks ago because I lost $600 sunglasses that I bought because I was high and the sun was bright.
I can never hold on to glasses. Why did I say that? Someone bought me glasses. Shout out to Bebo.
Did you already lose them?
I lost those motherfuckers.
Shit. See, I just bought 3 new pairs of sunglasses off the Real Real, so...
I'm not a sunglass person.
I wasn't either, but my eyes are so bad.
You can't see?
Yeah, I thought my eye was better than it was, but it turns out it's -5.25, not 4.75.
I have no idea what that means. It's
really like, bad.
Really bad?
It goes up in increments of 0.25, and I'm at -5.25.
Can you see me right now?
I have contacts on.
Oh.
Come on. You think I just like raw dogged the fucking world with no contact?
I don't know. I've been
glasses?
Seeing your eyes wander right now. And I'm like, yo, are you.
And there's just
you
so many
me?
Like things going
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah. No,
like,
this window fucks this whole thing
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Like,
every time I come here and do it, I always get. You get mad people like staring at you and shit. And
I thought
like,
I just saw Jonah Hill. Like,
yeah, you like. Literally. You start tripping.
Yeah. Like me at the parkade. That would be so fun.
I've never, even as long as I've known you, you never said, let's go to Barcade.
Because you guys don't seem like you want to go to a Barcade. It's always like, let's chill.
I love Barcades.
Okay, well, let's all go to Barcade then.
Is there a Barcade in Brooklyn?
There's so many. There's one on Ainslie Street. Or it's right by Ainslie Street, like by the Metropolitan Larmer.
Yeah.
There's the Barcade there. And then I think there's one. There's like a couple in the city, and there's another one.
The Barcade just takes my money like crazy. Because yeah. I play games where they fucking, they just
I'm
lose.
Like not that good at games, but I do love to play games. I think yeah. I just like to watch people play video games because I spent most of my childhood watching my brothers play video games.
Yeah.
Because they never let me play.
And you just like, you just envied it. Like, fuck, I want to play.
Yeah. I'm like, do you guys want to play this one? And they're like, no, I'm like, I'm stupid. Fuck off.
Sidebar, you're a huge Monopoly person, right?
Monopoly Deal.
The Monopoly
the
Deal.
The card game. But
we
I also
play Monopoly Deal. And you know, I've been obsessed with Monopoly for like all week.
Monopoly Deal?
I literally, no, not even a deal.
Oh,
I literally,
just the game.
I bought,
you bought
the
game?
Game on my phone, and I've been playing.
The card game, or the actual
the
Monopoly.
The actual Monopoly game.
Oh, I do like that one as well. I'm not that good.
I am getting my ass whooped by the computer on Monopoly on this damn phone.
You know what would make this friend group so much better, but none of you guys would want to?
What?
Dungeons and Dragons. I fucking love Dungeons and Dragons.
I know a group that plays.
Really?
I really
do.
You
think they would want me included?
Yeah. They're a good group of good dudes. Shout out to Los. I had Los on here before. Los and the crew that I kick it with them, they play D&D.
Oh my God,
is that what you call it? D&D.
Dungeons and Gaggins?
They play D&D, which is like crazy.
I haven't played in so long.
I'll put you on.
I was going to play.
I'll put you on.
Yeah.
They play.
My
they
old name
like
was, my name was Lahala.
I don't know the concept of it. They threw my name in there, and I was supposed to show up, but I told him, look, dude, I'm not
You can't
going
commit
to
this.
Not even commit to it, but it's just like, I have no idea. And I'm going into a room full of people that know what they're doing.
I had really good luck the first time I played, because I've only played a couple times. But I would just say the most, like, randomest shit that, like, should not happen. Like,
yeah.
I jumped off a tree and then, like, swung on a single leaf and flew down onto the castle and then, like,
what the
did a
fuck?
Cartwheel and a backflip down the stairs and landed on their shoulders and plucked their eyeballs out
they're
and
like,
they roll and
oh
I get it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Like, that's, I just say that, like, those, yeah, I don't know. But that I don't, like, I would need a refresher, but, like, I would need to go to my brother's house because he owns every single D&D book there is to possibly own.
What is the books? The books is
they're
the
like
story?
Campaign books. So like you have like a dungeon master.
I just finished Stranger Things, so I was like,
oh my God, they do that in there.
Yeah, they
yeah.
do that on there, and I was like, look at these little homies going.
You don't
crazy.
Need the figurines, but it does help visually with like seeing where you are in the arena. Yeah.
Well, in this one day, I'll put you on and put you on there, and you see what's up.
Cool.
Now. Question about your going back to the, we're just jumping everywhere.
Yeah.
Do your agency control your Instagram?
No.
No?
No.
Do
I mean,
they suggest
if they,
things, what you put on there?
They did, and I just couldn't get that accomplished.
They're what?
They wanted, like, candid photos, the photos I literally post on, like, Big Baller Brigand.
Yeah.
They want, like, shit like that on my Instagram, and I was like, no. 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 And don't, no.
They're like, yo, we need your candid photos are literally hilarious.
And I was just like, I don't want to do that, though.
I have no idea my identity on Instagram anymore.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's fun.
Well, I try to.
I just feel like it's phasing out. Like, Instagram's so stupid. I'm more of like a Twitter girl these days.
Yeah.
But
Twitter will never die.
Twitter will never die. Elon Musk, you didn't kill it. Congratulations.
Twitter would never fucking die. Twitter is literally like my Bible.
Yeah, Twitter's the best.
I see some fucked up shit on Twitter, and I see the best things in the world on Twitter.
That's where I get my news.
That's where you get your news?
Yeah.
Exactly where I get mine, too.
Yeah, I'm like, O-T? Like, the queen died, I was like, O-T? Because I thought it was fake at first. And then I found out it was real, and I was like, oh, Ripperoni, fuck.
Twitter, to me, is like, it's like a group full of people in one circle, right? And someone just throws a subject in the middle of the circle, and everyone comments on it.
And we're then, like little birds festering on like a stale piece of bread. Facts. Until it's out, it's and then like, a new bread's placed. Yeah, and
we're, like, we're just fucking pigeons.
Yeah.
Literally, rats. Twitter is pigeons.
Flying rats.
Flying rats. Do you think there's flying rats in the world?
Pigeons.
Oh, pigeons are flying rats to you?
Disgusting.
I had an incident with a pigeon like 3 days ago.
Me too. When I got back from Buffalo, there was a dead one on my stoop. Not a pigeon, like a baby bird.
Hey.
And then I called my friend and was like, what do I do?
You have to do like a ritual. You got to burn it.
I asked my landlord to move it because I was not going
to. No, you got
to
burn it.
No, I it's said, like Yona, Game of Thrones shit. Why the there is bird on my stoop? I'm scared.
You gotta burn the bird, and you have to like put it at sea, and let it like.
Where would I burn this bird?
I'm telling you.
You think I would travel all the way to like Rockaway to burn? No, a bird?
Go to Domino Park and like burn the bird and like let it. You gotta put it on a box and let it go.
I would be on Subway Creatures carrying a box with a dead bird inside of it. What if somebody bumped me and it fell over and I dropped the box and a dead bird just came out? They'd be like, "Where the fuck is that girl going? What snake?"
What is the craziest thing you've seen in New York? I've seen some crazy shit.
Yeah.
I've seen a girl like on the side of the car just like shit and piss all over the fucking floor. Disgusting.
I mean, I've seen things like that. I've seen, coolest thing? I was actually with Joe. I saw a rat run with a slice of pizza in his mouth.
Like the big one?
Like a big old slice of pizza. He's like, yeah, from a pizza box, and like ran across the sidewalk in front of me. That was amazing. And then another time, I was at Columbus Circle. You know, such a fun station, yeah. Columbus Circle. And there was like a bunch of sounds. So I was like, I'm gonna follow the sounds. Should not have followed the sounds because.
The fuck?
This man was sprinting up the staircase and a bunch of other men were following him. And then I just see him fall headfirst down the subway and it just hits the stairs. And then I'm like, what the fuck? Because this man's out now. He's just like headfirst down the stairs. And then I see cops running up those staircases. I was trying to go down those staircases, but they were running up them. And I was like, okay, now I'm going to stay just a little. I don't want to get, like, hurt, but I'm just going to stay.
Yeah.
And then I was hearing this other couple that, like, was witnessing the entire thing, and they're like, yeah, like, I just tried to, like, sexually assault someone, and those men went after him to, like, beat him up because, like, he did something. And then I think the guy, like, died or something.
Oh, like, he fell on his fucking head. God.
Yeah, and then I was like, okay, now I wasn't here. I'm going to go take the subway now.
Facts.
That did not happen.
I would have walked away from it.
Yeah, but then now you get like random people smoking cigarettes on the subway station.
I hate that.
I did see somebody go in between the subway carts and smoke his crack instead of smoking it on the subway. A cart, which I appreciated. Respectfully, he went between in the open spaces, and I was very grateful.
Anybody that smoked crack on the subway, I feel like I'm going to get contact high. I've been in contact on crack before.
I was taking the J ones.
The J is...
The sketchy. So, I like...
J stands for just don't do it.
Just don't do it. And this man. So, I was just patiently waiting for the J. Do-do-do-do-do. And this guy's like, I'm going to fucking stab you. I'm going to effing stab you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, my God, please don't come into my subway. So, I go in the subway and I sit down. So, like, the subway carts, I'm sitting by the door to get to the next one, right? And... Yeah. There's a couple across from me, and right as I sit down, the guy who's screaming, I'm gonna effing stab you, walks into my subway, and I'm sitting. So I just like look down and then I look up and he's right in front of me, standing in front of me with his knife out by my face.
Oh my God.
Not pointed at me, but just like parallel, you know? Like the knife is parallel to my face and I'm like,
oh fuck.
So I stand up and I just.
When was this?
Literally like in May.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. May or April. And so I just like walk to the other side of the subway car. Everybody's looking at me. They're looking at him. They're looking at me. They're looking at him. I'm just like, I'm good. I do a little nod and they're like, okay. And then the guy ends up like about to open the subway door. And then the guy's like boyfriend stops him. Is like, Joe, sit down, bro. Like, it's not that deep. It's not that deep. Sit down. So yeah. Then he like ends up talking to this guy who had a knife in front of my face. He sits in the spot that I was sat in. And then he like dabs the guy up and then gets off at the next stop. And I'm like, you were about to walk across the subway car and stab somebody, but instead you took my seat.
I'm weak. Oh God, the lady's trying to get in here and disturb my podcast. I don't understand why you thought that door was open.
Why would, yeah.
All right, before, let's do some rapid questions, okay. Even though I never wrote questions. And I think I'm going to ask questions where...
Okay, the quick responses, like under 10 seconds.
Nah, yeah, whatever. Take your fucking time. But I want to have some fun. I'm going to ask questions about your industry modeling.
Oh, God.
That I know I ain't the only one that's thinking.
Okay.
All right, when you take pictures, do you work on your model face?
No, my face is just good.
There's not like a go-to look. Like, dude, what do you think about when you take photos?
I think I'm bored. Like I learned. I was once waiting for a photographer to like switch the film in his camera, and I was just like, in my like, God, just like hurry the fuck up! It's taking so long. I was just annoyed, and he was like, "Oh, stay exactly how you are." I was like,
I'm bored.
My bored face and my bored pose. Yeah, okay. So I just was like, okay, I guess I just look bored.
And that's like the key of it.
Yeah, you just gotta look bored and disinterested, but also, I mean, a lot of the things that I shoot, I have an intense face sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's what
I never see your intense face.
I was trying, but I think my eyebrows are too scrunched.
Word. All right, bet.
So, like, sometimes when I'm just doing my like straight face, they're like, you look scary. Can you, like, open your eyes up a little bit? So, like, it's all in the eyes on how your attitude is. So, like, the lower your eyes, the more, like, intense and, like, mean and, like... But then, like, if your eyes are open, you just look more friendly and you're like... So, like, that's what I have to deal with sometimes.
Do you smile?
I don't know.
Do you have any pictures of you, like, cheesing?
Yeah! I was blowing a bubble and then the bubble popped and I was just like... And I made it in. But he was like, they were like, chew a bunch of gum and like blow it. And I was like, this is so fun. Like, that's why I like editorials, which aren't paid, because you just do fun shit.
Yeah.
And you get to travel and do cool things.
Yeah.
And like pose weird and like be you and they're cool, other than like paid jobs, which are like more based on the clothes and less on you. Like, they chose you for a reason for the magazine, not to like the clothes. So.
Word. All right, next one. You ever said no to a job?
Yes.
What? What is there like a limit to it?
I'll just give the first one I've said no to, but it was because I was constipated for 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
It was the first time I was away. It was the first fashion week that I did. It was supposed to be a cover of like ID magazine for like Japan. And I was like, I can't do it. I need to go home tomorrow. I need to go home. Like
sent your ass home?
No, I wanted to go home.
Oh, got you.
They're like, you're confirmed. And I'm like, I want to go home.
You didn't tell me you was constipated?
No, I ended up crying to my agent. And I was like, I cannot take a fucking shit out. So he's like, let's go get laxatives. And they did not work. We got the fast acting ones and they didn't work. And then I got home into LA and I still couldn't shit. So we went to the doctors and I took a big ass poop in the doctor's office. Then they did a scan and they're like, oh, you're really clogged. And I was like,
ew, I didn't know they could do that. They could scan the shit? I would not want to know what I look like. So that's
But I ended up getting dropped from that anyways before they even told them no, because they just weren't going to tell them no. Like, I was just not going to show. I don't even know. They're probably going to make it look bad on me. Fuck them. But, yeah. Then I feel like I've said no to other things, but I just can't remember because I was just...
You don't know? I don't know. All right, bet. But you have said no to things.
Yes.
All right.
But it's more like why.
Unless is like, there a limit in what you do? Are you open to everything? Like, what pictures you won't do?
I won't do, like, fully nude. I wouldn't mind being topless, but I'm not really, like, the model where, unless it's, like, an artsy shoot.
Yeah.
I would not be, like, topless. I have
dreams of being a nudist.
Model. And that's good for you.
Like, I should
just be, like, a figure drawer. Like,
I actually want to do a photo shoot of just being nude and naked.
Why don't you just, like, get paid and, like, be a stand-in for, like, those drawing classes? They pay you money.
I feel like that shit is fantasy. I don't think that shit's real at all.
I've literally seen naked men and women at my drawing classes. Like, they pay you.
They pay you, right?
Yeah.
I would definitely do it. But yeah. I just feel like standing there is long.
Sometimes you get a stool. You have to stay in the same position for, like, upwards of 15 minutes. I'll tell you right now, being naked
and sitting on a stool probably doesn't sound right to me. Like, my balls on a
fucking... Yeah, they draw them.
...chair. They just draw your balls. Yeah. I would love to see what my balls look like drawn. Okay. Let's see. You ever met a rude ass photographer?
Yeah.
How do you go about that? You just shut up and do the picture.
Wow.
That's when the face
I
gets
learned
real.
How to I am a very expressive person, and if I don't like somebody, they usually know. So I had to train myself to just keep a neutral face. But then sometimes the makeup artist would be like, hon.
Chill out.
Or I'll just keep it in. And then whenever we have to like do a little makeup touch up, I'm like, oh my fucking God. And she's like, I know. It's okay. Same way.
And then what is the end goal? What is the big dream when it comes to modeling? Well, like, what is the big dream you want to do? What is something you like?
I would love to do. So there's like a couple brands that I would just love to work with because they're brands that I like and that I think are like super fucking cool. Would love to work with like Jo Malone and do like a perfume campaign because Jo Malone's so pretty and I love their perfume. But it'd be so cool to do like Tom Ford. I would get bank, but I'm not a Tom Ford model. It's Jo.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
Tell yourself you are. I'm a Tom Ford. Because you are, though.
Just kidding. I could. Who's to say? I think it'd be super sick to work with Gucci because I think they have the most creative campaigns at the moment. They're just like, they're always good. Yeah. Like, they're always good. I think it'd be amazing to work with whoever's in control of like their department in that aspect.
Now I gotta ask you about this real fast. We're deep. What is your opinion about the Balenciaga thing?
I don't even understand how I made it through that long. Like, there's so many different processes where people have to check the editors. There's like people doing Photoshop on little ass details. Yeah. They had to have seen the written things and been like, they're just chasing a paycheck. Everyone's chasing a paycheck. Balenciaga probably paid them mad fucking cash.
Yeah.
They don't care. They're probably not even looking that deep into it. But like, the fact that they put blame on the set company when they had to have had a meeting about what it was literally going to be.
I agree.
And it's on Balenciaga.
I agree. And I think I saw something where this dude went on a rampage and was like, look, this is not just that.
Like, there
were kids involved.
Like, kids. Like, even some of the models you see, they're under 18.
I saw
18.
Some pictures and I was like, whoa.
Like, some models are like 15, 16 when they start. And people think they're like 24, 25.
Yeah.
Models usually stop after they were like 26 because people just they look old. That's why they use like 18 year olds
and 17 year olds
because people like to sexualize young girls, so that's a thing.
It's a fucking weird thing.
Yeah But the Balenciaga shit,
I bet. Just know we was on the same page on that one.
Like, how did that get through?
What else? Let's see. Yeah, fuck it. I never understood it, but let's see. I had another one. You ever stolen clothes?
Nah. The socks I'm currently wearing.
You stole it?
Accidentally. And it was whenever we were doing the fitting, but I forgot to take them off when I was putting my shoes on. And then they were looking for those socks the next day when we were doing the shoot, and they were in my hotel room, and I was like,
just didn't say nothing. Like, no, I did put it there.
Yeah, they were like, we literally tried these on. Like, it wasn't even me that was wearing them. It was the male model.
Yeah.
And I was just like, damn, what color are you going to pick?
Stupid. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And like, not model related, but if something is not worth a price and you can get away with it, just take it. If it's a company that's a big corporation, like if you're at an airport, granola bars are not worth $4. They're worth 4 cents. On principle, you can buy a water bottle, but steal the granola bar.
Is this what you do at airports?
Yes.
Yo.
I should not pay $4 for a granola bar.
You got me laughing on this whole interview. You should not pay $4
for a granola bar. It's fucking rude. You should
pay $9 for some coffee.
Videos I see of people looting stores, I'm like, yeah, I understand.
Oh, God.
I'm like, yeah, no, the security's not doing anything because they're not getting paid enough to do that shit.
Gotcha.
That's why they're like, why are the security guards? Like, the comments are like, the security guards are doing nothing. I'm like, yeah, because they're getting paid like 10 bucks an hour or like 18 bucks an hour.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. I would be like, yeah, you take it.
I know. Meet me outside
later, and I'll grab one from you.
Big facts. I'm never risking my life for anybody getting robbed.
I mean, I don't think you should loot, but like,
no, fucking loot. Fuck it. I don't give a damn. Let me know when's the next one, because
like,
I'm in there.
A shop that like
I'm in there grabbing TVs and shit.
TVs are so cheap nowadays. You really shouldn't be like stealing TVs. They're like literally $200 for like a good one.
Fuck that. I'm grabbing everything.
Facebook Marketplace.
I saw a video and it was like people were looting and stuff, and this dude had a huge ass TV and then he dropped it.
Was it in the box at least?
Yeah.
He just okay, but the styrofoam hopefully kept it alive.
Hopefully, goddammit, he dropped it, and I saw his boy like grabbing him. He was like, "Yo, let it go, leave it." But it was like 40 people looting that shit.
Damn.
Let's see. Do you have a dream person to work with? As a model.
Oh, I did. But I forgot.
Is it a guy or a girl?
Well, honestly, I think it's a guy. Yeah, he's a guy. Because the first job that I booked outside of Runway was like the Chloe thing. But I was also an option for a campaign with Calvin Klein with a photographer, Lachlan Bailey. So I've been like obsessed with him since. Yeah. Because I'm like, he was supposed to be the first job that I had. But I was working with a photographer who was more famous. But he never introduced himself to me, and I do not know what he looks like because he was behind a monitor the entire time.
That's weak.
So I don't actually know. I'd never met the photographer that I worked with, which was funny. But I think it'd be cool to work with him because he does a lot of cool shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a model you crush on? Damn it, woman.
To be honest with you, I don't remember anybody's name.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
But there are
I'm an actor and I don't know any of these actresses' names.
Yes,
you go, who's your actress crush? I go, that one bitch from, I don't say bitch, I'm sorry. But I say that one woman from such and such movie.
I'm not gonna say
her name.
Yeah. So yeah, but I couldn't tell you who they are because I don't remember his name.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm like Dory the Fish.
You are.
Yeah, my high school nickname was Turtle because I'm slow, but I always get there.
On that note, I'm weak. I'm weak. All right, do you have any, let's shout out your Instagram.
Oh, shout out carolina.bergen.
Hey.
I have an art Instagram, Lina Paints Stuff, or Lina_paints_. It's in my bio, I'm Carolina Bergen.
Yes.
I'm going to try to get more paintings up there, figure out how to start doing that type
we'll
shit.
Get you back on here to talk about
yeah I need Christine to tell me how to do that
yes
because Christine. I don't
how did you feel today how did you feel
oh
you
was fun.
Like real you was like ugh at first
oh, but because how did... I had to leave my house and like you gave me literally like an hour warning.
I didn't think I was gonna do it until
and
you said I ain't doing shit,
and then Christine was like, wanna do it, just do it, and I was like,
yeah.
And then like somebody at work, another job we're not talking about.
Yeah.
It was like, people come in, like, we're getting busy. And I was like, oh, I can't.
Okay.
And then because I had this. But I already canceled, like, so many times in my head.
Yeah.
And, like, I kind of was hinting that I was, like, not going to go.
Nah, I feel it.
But then I felt guilty because I could have gone into that thing. So I could definitely. definitely do this. So I was like, don't be lazy. Lina, what else are you doing?
I hope you have diddly fun today. Daddling?
Yeah, it was fun.
I hope you you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, did you learn some new things about me?
I did learn some new things about you.
Love.
Turtle. I did. But you know,
my Minecraft name is Lina is a turtle.
Lina is a turtle? Can people just find you on Minecraft like that?
Only if I'm on multiplayer servers.
I'll bet. But I did learn a lot about you. I think I learned a lot about the industry you in.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult.
It's hard to stay on the top.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm wishing good energy on you this year,
though. Thank you. I have good faith. I think things will turn around. It's been picking up way better than it was in the beginning of the year when I was fuck, I have no money and everything's stressful. Now it's all oh, okay. We're chilling.
Yeah.
Clients are remembering me.
Nah, and that's
it's
dope.
Going good.
I really feel even the circle that we're in.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are the doors are turning for everyone.
Yeah, I feel like it's gonna be a good year next year.
I think
year.
So too.
I like the number 23.
23, Jordan year.
Yeah,
feel me?
23. It's my age.
Yeah.
Right now.
Your age is 23 right now.
Yeah. That's how I basically...
I keep fucking forgetting this shit.
I know. I keep thinking the year is 23 because I'm slightly narcissistic in that way where everything just revolves around me. So I keep thinking it's 2023.
Gotcha.
Because I'm 23, so it should be 23.
You hear that, fellas? She's 23, beautiful model. She does Minecraft, loves barcade, and you could take her to a straight dive bar and have a great fucking time.
You're not wrong. I do love me a pool game.
You like pool?
Of course I love pool.
Are we going to shoot pool after this?
Okay.
Can you?
Yes.
How good are you at pool?
I went on a 2-day date with a guy, and I beat him in pool 4 times. But mainly because 2 of the times he got the black ball into the wrong thing. Yeah.
No, I love it.
But yeah, I won.
But I'm glad you had fun.
Thank you for enjoying me.
I am glad you really sat here and you conversated with me. I didn't have anyone to talk to for my next show.
I know.
I'm
what happy you're as do. Fuck. Talk to yourself.
I was about to sit here and talk to myself and
people watch.
You have people watch and look at me, look at myself, and you kind of make this way more better.
Way more better.
I'm still working on my English.
Me too. I'm dyslexic. I was special ed my entire life.
I think I've been a special person, and I think I rooted to comedy.
I'm special. Hmm? My mom says I'm special.
My mom does too, but
I love our moms.
I love my mom too. I love my mom, but thank you for hanging out with
me. Yeah, this has been great.
I hope a lot of people hear about this and they find something new about you. And I'm bringing you back.
Yeah, maybe somebody who has skills in creating a website and wants to manage my artwork, not my career.
Ooh.
I would DM me, hit me up.
Ooh.
I'll give you a kiss on the forehead and tuck you in.
All right. She might make out with you. I ain't gonna lie.
No, I won't.
Love you, y'all. Have a good one, y'all. Feel me? This is
the Mother Ruckin' Jordan Show.
Peace.
Bye.